Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 74. It does feel, doesn't it, that whilst we mightn't have the weather, there is that feel of summer, isn't it? I think they call it the silly season, that things could just go any direction, I think, over the next few weeks. But whatever you're doing in this sort of downish season, I hope you will enjoy our podcast. podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is the email address if you want to get in touch. And coming up today, I'll be talking to Jean-Marc Fagaoli from WeWalk, because WeWalk is the latest tech to join our product portfolio. Stay right where you are. I think I probably need to apologize in advance for the state of my voice if I sound a bit hoarse or just in general low-key. We're just finishing a really busy couple of days that we had at Site Village. You know, it was absolutely amazing to meet so many people, people coming up to the stand, talking about technology, really igniting our own passions. And I know from speaking to my colleagues on the stand, they all felt the same. But also kind of talking about products and what people might like to see in products. And that's really useful for us in terms of feeding back to the manufacturers. And speaking of manufacturers, of course, we had some of our friends and colleagues on the stands. So the great folks from ViewPlus Technologies, who we're going to have on a future show, by the way, they were there with their Braille embossers. Our friends from Envision were there with their glasses. Our good friend Frake from Hable One was there. It was just really great to have manufacturers, have experts, I suppose, standing there to engage with customers. And for me, it was just really interesting to talk to people sometimes about technology in general and about things that enable people to be more independent. I don't know if you were at Site Village this year, but the new venue is lovely, isn't it? It's really nice, right in the centre of Birmingham. It's attached to a hotel. I did find, I have to say, that spending two full days in the exhibition, they had very cool air conditioning. In my view, it might have been a little bit too cool. I'm pretty certain it did something to my throat when I left that exhibition. I'm not sure how I felt when I left after the second day. And I didn't get as much time as I thought to kind of go around and meet colleagues and just chat to some of the other exhibitors, because I had a little bit of time on the second day, but it was so busy, which is brilliant. But if you are watching our podcast feed, you may have seen some of our shorts that we put up earlier in the week. We were talking to Saima, who is the UK's, this is really interesting, the UK's first, and I believe only to this date, blind auditor. It's really interesting. So that's a really nice short if you want to have a listen. And Matthew Horspool came to chat to us, and it's always nice to hang out with Matthew from the Braillists and hear all the great things that the Braillists are doing. So if you want to have a listen to those, they're up online now. Before we talk about WeWalk, because we're very excited about WeWalk and more about that in just a moment, it's worth mentioning that, of course, everybody was talking about the Site Village specials this week. So there's reductions from Envision, there's reductions from Hims, there's reductions from Vispero, there's reductions from Capsys, who were also on our stand, by the way, the lovely people from Capsys in France, who we're also going to get on the show. It's a great opportunity if you've been looking at some of our hardware for the last little while and you want to maybe have a look again. It's a great opportunity to just have a think about it. And the offers are available for the next couple of weeks until about the middle of August. So go onto the website. It's on the main page. There's a link to the Site Village specials, or give the office a call. And the team will be more than happy to talk to you about what is available. 01604 798070. Or if you're here in Ireland, where the studio is in Dublin, it's 01665 0429, or sales@sightandsound.co.uk. There's a really good offer from Vispero at the moment, regardless of what version of JAWS, ZoomText, or Fusion you are currently on, you can upgrade to the latest version for £169 in the case of JAWS, which is about 200 odd euros, or £139 in the case of ZoomText. So again, give the office a call if you want to know more. Now, I really have talked enough, but I want to just set the scene for you in relation to WeWalk, because actually it was funny meeting people at the stand. Most people who I had met were either on their way to try or had just come from trying WeWalk. And it got a lot of traction, I think, at Site Village. So the WeWalk Smart Cane has just entered our product portfolio. And at the end of day two of Site Village, whilst my colleagues at Sight & Sound were working hard to disassemble our stand and pack up the huge amount of equipment that we brought with us, I snuck off, as they say over in this part of the world, I snuck away with Jean-Marc Fagali from WeWalk, who's head of research, to have a chat. We sat outside in the lobby where it was a little bit quieter, to have a chat about WeWalk and find out more about the cane and the app and how all this technology works. So I started by welcoming Jean-Marc Fagali to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Stuart. And it's great to have WeWalk on the Sight & Sound portfolio. Great to be part of such a great family with so many choices for our visually impaired community.
You're very kind. Thank you. So listen, before we talk about WeWalk, I think we should just state that you're blind yourself, right?
Yes, severely sight impaired.
Okay,
and you're potatoes.
Yeah, head of research and development at WeWalk.
Yes,
which straight away, Jean-Marc, says something to me about the company that a blind user has a senior role like that looking at development. It says something really positive to me, and it makes me feel, without being too cheesy, it makes me feel warm inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's an official role title. Okay. Ahead of making people feel warm inside, I guess. Okay. I joke, but I'm glad that that's the feeling it elicits.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's talk, if we can, about, because, right, there are quite a few smart canes on the market, okay, and there are devices that can connect to existing canes and you know, make them smart, and there's other things that can be done. WeWalk is, because it is a cane, and then there's an app as well, isn't that right?
Yes, indeed. So I'll quickly even take it back a step to talk about why a cane and an app. And going back to that lived experience perspective, so I'm not the only visually impaired person at WeWalk. We actually have several of our team members that actively contribute their lived experience in our development team, in our growth team as well, to make sure that, you know, nothing about us without us.
Right.
And so we co-design and we work with our community, you know, from the get-go, involving them in our senior leadership roles as well. But on top of that, making sure that we approach our products with rigor. So not just using our lived experiences, but our professional experience in the field. And so WeWalk was a combination of that lived and professional experience. We're long cane users. We love the long cane. But the thing is, it hasn't evolved that much in these past few years. Mm. We found that was such a big complaint. You know, why not get obstacle detection on a long cane? Mm. Why not provide navigation in today's smart cities on a long cane? At the same time, so many visually impaired people have smartphones. And yes, they're getting more and more accessible. I love my smartphone. But simply, the smartphone and a cane were never designed to seamlessly interact. And that was the idea behind the app and the cane. So leveraging the smartphone's potential and producing a cane that can control and interface with the smartphone so that you can leave your smartphone in your pocket and essentially get a full-on navigation companion using just your cane with the flexibility and updatability of a smartphone app.
So there's a really good overview of maybe how these two have come together. You mentioned the cane and the fact that we all love the cane, we're using it every day. I'm sure, like you, get frustrated at overhanging branches,
yes,
getting drenched, walking into wheelie bins. Were these things that were on your mind at the start of this journey?
Absolutely. I mean, the age-old question of how do we detect a tree branch safely without detracting from this, you know, the ground feel and signs that you get from a cane has been an age-old problem, right? The question is, how do we address that problem without making our user base have to carry around the cumbersome device or essentially use something which isn't decent? We wanted something which integrates seamlessly into a tool which we use on a day-to-day basis. And that was the idea behind equipping the cane itself with the upper body obstacle detection. And that's actually how we like to think about it at WeWalk. So WeWalk's obstacle detection is really simple. There's either an obstacle there or there isn't. It's like having an extra cane extending upwards to complement the cane, the actual physical cane, extending downwards. And as you move your cane left and right, if an obstacle is on your left, it'll buzz you to let you know that it's on your left. And if it's on right, vice versa will happen. Simple.
Okay, so the cane has the smarts, let's say, are in the handle of the cane, right? So WeWalk is a, just for to clarify for people, is a white cane. It's an actual cane, right? So you get an Ambutech cane, and you get in the you get the handle, which is a which has lots of technology inside it. What sort of stuff is in the handle that's doing all this work?
So the handle attaches on top of a standard white cane, so all the tech bits are inside that handle, so it keeps the way you use a standard cane the same. It doesn't affect any of that. All the tech bits are in that little handle. It's got an ultrasonic sensor mounted at the very front that gives you that haptic feedback and obstacle detection. On top of that obstacle detection sensor, you've got a touchpad, and then internally, you've got a speaker, a microphone, a gyroscope, compass, and an accelerometer. So loads of little bits inside there. And the idea is you can then control your smartphone with that built-in touchpad and audio as well. So WeWalk will talk to you, it'll tell you, you know, walk 40 meters down Queens Road, take a 3 o'clock right turn where your bus will be waiting for you in 5 minutes. So you've got audio and haptics to complement your WeWalk experience.
So you go out for your walk, you have your WeWalk in your hand, you're using your cane just as you would, and you're getting information. How did you maybe look at or discuss or resolve the challenge around information overload, which, you know, the way if you're walking and you're hearing all these things in your ears, and maybe you're missing some of the cues from the environment, which are, of course, very important for all of us. And yet the other side of it is there's not enough information. Is that difficult?
That's a fantastic question, and actually it's one which we spent the last 4 years trying to figure out, really. When we first started, we had a single option for how often and when WeWalk would talk to you, so every 20 meters almost. But what we realized is some people in unfamiliar environments wanted so much more information, like literally guidance and system interrogability every 10 seconds, every 5 seconds, every 5 meters even. At the same time, we found users that knew their environment quite well and really just wanted that occasional nudge to let them know that, okay, you've got your left turn, your usual left turn coming up. And so, again, over the last 2 years of development, we've actually implemented these features into WeWalk. So you can completely customize every part of the app experience. If you're a partially sighted user, for instance, you don't only have to rely on WeWalk. You can use our app as well, and you can use our low vision settings to make sure that you can access our information visually. If you're an auditory information user, then you can customize exactly how often WeWalk talks to you. You can set it to talk to you anywhere from, you know, every 10 seconds to every minute to not talking to you at all. You can mute the entire cane and just use the obstacle detection if you wanted to. So I'm glad to say that that question came at the right time, because I think we're finally figuring out the breadth of options that we can provide to our users.
Okay. So the suggestion is that people would wear a pair of earphones when they're using WeWalk. Is that right? And they're hearing information and start left or right?
Yes. So we do have a built-in speaker in the cane itself, which could be used on quiet streets. However, when it gets quite busy, like at the show floor here, we definitely recommend using any pair of Bluetooth earphones or any pair of wired earphones, actually. It all connects to your smartphone, and WeWalk's intelligent enough to send all the audio to that earpiece. You don't have to connect anything to WeWalk itself. If you've got your, you know, your Aftershocks, say, for instance, connected to your phone, WeWalk will intelligently send everything to that headset instead of sending it to the cane itself.
When you're walking along and you mentioned this touchpad on the cane, you are, if I'm correct, interacting not only with the cane, but with the app on the phone as well, assuming it's all been paired up.
Correct. So the idea is you set and forget. So once you leave your house, you connect your WeWalk cane, and then you could close, you can just minimize the app, put your phone in your pocket, basically, and then you can then interface with the WeWalk app using just our touchpad. And the gestures are so simple. It's just a double tap to engage your menu, then it's a left or wipe, a right swipe to then go through each of our options, being navigate, explore, transport. Once you find the thing you want to do, so say you want to explore, you double tap on explore, it'll then read out to you the different categories like pubs, restaurants, libraries. You double click that, it'll talk to you about the nearby locations and their distances, and then you can start a navigation journey from there. You could save it to your existing places. It's a simple menu hierarchy.
There's some really good features in the app. We might just talk about that for a sec. So that you'll be using in conjunction with your WeWalk. So you mentioned, for example, transport options, buses. You're linking in, I think, with the Moovit app. Is that right?
Exactly. So we've taken the best of the sources that we could find. So we're using, for instance, Google's routing for our street maps, Moovit for our transport, Foursquare for our points of information, and bringing them together under a single app. The benefit of this being that you can finally get walking and multimodal transport without having to jump between the usual collection of apps that we have as visually impaired people. So everything under one roof, everything under one consistent design, and even more importantly, everything in an easily controllable smart cane. So you can go anywhere from walking navigation to public transport under one touchpad, under one interface, and under one set of commands.
Okay. I know the focus of this really is WeWalk and the cane, and I think really I would encourage people to try out the smart cane to experience for themselves. But if people want to get a little sense right now who are listening to this show, they can download your app, can't they, and give that a try?
Yeah, they could download our app as well. I'm also proud to announce we've got a new service coming out called WeAssist. So in places where your smart cane might not be fully functional, so say in a place where there's no GPS connectivity, or say you'd want to read the document, something which WeWalk doesn't do, it doesn't have a camera built in, you can then call one of our professionally trained agents to then provide you with the service through the app itself. So on top of all the navigation and exploration features, you can just click on WeAssist within the same app, connect to the agent, and they'll be able to help you through that built-in smartphone camera to sort of get to point B.
Are they your agents, or are you partnering with someone like Ira, or how does that work?
So they're currently our own agents, actually. It's one of those things that we feel differentiates us in the sense that we want to provide a consistent, personalized experience to our users by agents that understand visual impairment, that have worked with visually impaired people, that have undergone a specific curriculum to deliver the right support whilst respecting your privacy, for instance. So you're reading a private document, looking at banknotes. And so they are currently our agents. However, we're always looking to expand to partner organizations who might have volunteers that are willing to take part in our curriculum and help visually impaired people out there.
What are people saying to you? Because as we're talking about the cane and people maybe taking it for a walk, and the words like liberating come to mind, where maybe you can, and particularly maybe for people who lost their sight a little bit more recently, who mightn't travel as much as you or I, who may be a little less confident and a little more anxious. Do you think this is making a big difference?
For the right person and for the right cane user, I certainly think WeWalk can be a real game changer. And we actually saw that today. We saw some customers out in the wild. We didn't plant them there. They genuinely were just WeWalk users that were really excited about our product that went around telling people how much they loved it. I mean, one of them actually genuinely called the product a game changer. We think of WeWalk like a tool in a toolbox. You know, if you're a long cane user, you want something a little bit better than your long cane, or say you're going between guide dogs or your guide dog's retiring and you want that extra bit of safety, then certainly something like WeWalk would be amazing. And the thing is, we're doing our best to make sure that people can try out WeWalks before they commit to buying them. It's why we try to work with organizations like Sight and Sound, even local authorities, anyone that could at least let you have a go at a WeWalk before having to commit to purchasing it. We want to make sure that everyone's really happy with their WeWalk. Again, we're users. We've been in this industry for quite a while. We understand the importance of having a tool that we can trust. And I'm glad to say that by working with an organization like Sight and Sound, I think we certainly are getting one big step closer to fulfilling that.
I wanted to maybe touch before we let you go, and we really were very grateful for your time today, because I know you're just finished up two long days at the exhibition. But what's the future like for WeWalk, in so much as you can maybe talk to us about that, and maybe what the roadmap might be looking at in the next? Because I think people who buy something like this might be thinking, ooh, what will it be like in a year's time?
You know? Yeah, of course. So again, because we've got that smartphone acting as a platform, we can always make updates to our app. So we're thinking about bringing in spatial audio, for instance, or even better coming features. So the nice thing is WeWalk keeps developing. You know, had we had this recording 2 years ago, I would have told you, oh, well, we're planning on building the first multimodal navigation system with Moovit integration. And here we are today. So that flexibility from day one has allowed us to keep innovating and improving. We actually have a very exciting little development that we've been working on for well over 2 years now. called our AIM mobility system. So using WeWalk's inbuilt sensors almost as a Fitbit to track your movement, to give you insights into your cane's behavior. So the width of your swipe, the number of swipes you take per step. Really cool novel metrics, actually, which haven't been used before. The idea is, on top of helping our users get a better idea of their walking metrics, perhaps feeding back this data to healthcare professionals as well, so O&M specialists, sensory impairment teams, to help better deliver their services. So it's these types of little features, these unexpected novel features, if you'd like, that you can certainly expect from WeWalk over the next few years.
Okay. People who might want to sort of explore, because I know there's lots of stuff on your website, where can people go to find out more information?
For sure. So our website, www.wewalk.io, is a great place to start. We post loads of updates there. You can, you know, it gives you all the information about the product. Our YouTube channel has loads of user testimonials and videos, even showing you how to use the product. And actually, if you've got the WeWalk app downloaded, there is a little tab at the bottom of the page which gives you WeWalk 101s. So you will literally hear about how to use a cane and get step-by-step instructions on how to use it. Our social medias as well, so at WeWalk.io on Twitter and Instagram to find out where we are. And if we're at a conference near you, you're more than welcome to drop by and give it a go. And of course, our favorite site and sound technology. You've got our you've got our WeWalk listed, so loads of places to get information on our product.
Absolutely. And as we get ourselves up and running with the WeWalk product over the next week or so, if you would like a demo or you'd like to know more, make sure to give us a call on 016 04 798 070. Jean-Marc, I really appreciate you giving us the time today. Very excited to watch this journey, and we're really happy to be now a part of that journey with you. So please stay in touch. But for the moment, thank you for your time on the show.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Stuart. And again, a massive thank you and shout out to the Sight and Sound team for making today such a massive success. Thank you so much.
Many thanks to Jean-Marc Fagali there from WeWalk. I really enjoyed the discussion with Jean-Marc, and it's wonderful, isn't it, to see somebody, as Jean put it, severely sight impaired at a senior level in a position like that in a company and making some significant decisions. And it's exciting, isn't it, where that technology is going to go. So if you want to try out WeWalk, do give us a call. And that's just about it from this episode of the show. I'm taking a little bit of leave, but I will be back very soon. Looking forward to lots more podcasts. We'll be back to you in middle of August. But until then, stay safe and well. Have a great summer from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.